Currently 31 degrees in Lynchburg, 33 in Bedford, 36 in Roanoke and Salem, 32 in Danville. And kind of frosty and icy everywhere. Right.
Exactly.
If you are going to go out, if you do have a vehicle that can manage that and you have to be out, you need to get on that car pretty quickly because it's going to take a
leave
while.
Leave yourself some extra time, I'm telling you. Because I did this morning, and I still didn't put enough margin in there. I mean, only about 5 minutes, but I gave myself 10 minutes extra at least before I hit the road because I had to go pick up Trey.
So I gave myself an extra almost 20 minutes, and I was still not quite on time.
Yeah.
But I go very slowly, especially on our back roads. The back roads are terrible.
Well, when you pulled up and I didn't see, you know, Mark dropping off on the four-wheel drive, you came out, you know, in your car, which is an all-wheel drive. It's a decent size.
It's a four-wheel drive.
Is it four-wheel?
Yeah,
okay.
It is. And I had it in four-wheel drive, too, most of the drive.
Okay.
For sure.
But, yeah, it's a medium-sized SUV. It's not... The thing I like about my 2005 Denali is that it's, number one, it's old. Number two, it's heavy, and it's all-wheel drive, and it did fine this morning, but I didn't act a fool, as they say. I was careful this morning. Trey may have a different opinion because he rode with me, but I got to tell you, downtown Lynchburg was not pretty, and that's what I had to do. I had to go down MLK. It's his celebrating his day today. I went down MLK Drive, 5th Street, and it was, and then I got to Commerce, and it was even worse. So
interesting morning for sure. Well, it was an interesting weekend for Governor Youngkin to take over the reins in that interesting weather.
It was,
but he wasted no time. He signed 11 executive actions on his inauguration day. Ones including appointing an entirely new parole board.
Amen.
Ending mandates on masks in schools and mandatory COVID-19 vaccines for state employees and banning critical race theory in public education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not he has the authority to implement that, especially with the CRT thing, remains to be seen. So there could be some legal challenges there.
When it comes to CRT, he said all the principles of critical race theory, the fundamental building blocks of actually accusing one group of being oppressors and another being oppressed, of actually burdening children today for the sins of the past, for teaching our children to judge one another based on the color of their skin. Yes, that does exist in Virginia schools today. And that's why I signed the executive order.
And that's the opposite of what it should be.
Right. I mean, it's opposite of what Martin Luther King said.
I agree that there needs to be context. I don't think that things need to be. But there's also an appropriate time to share some of that information with children. And it's not kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure.
We're gonna see what happens. We're hoping it can hold.
He also fulfilled a campaign pledge to terminate the state's entire parole board, which I think arguably is one of the best things he did.
It's a great start.
Because it was so important.
Yeah.
He also appointed new people to the parole board, including out of Charlottesville, Tracy Banks, the Honorable Hank Pardon, Sheriff of Montgomery County, Carmen Williams of Chesterfield County, and the Honorable Chadwick Dotson of Wise County as the chairman there. So, I mean, he didn't waste any time, that's for sure. Now, the other exciting part of the weekend was Mieres was great, especially in talking about the situation of the young man that was convicted for the bathroom assault.
Yes,
but not before being charged with another.
Right, he was sent to a different school after he assaulted somebody in Northern Virginia. Yeah,
Mary said in a statement after Youngkin signed the orders, as an attorney general, I am proud to say that the process has begun. As a candidate, I promise to investigate these scandals and to be as open and transparent as possible because Virginia deserves nothing less. Investigations by my office into the parole board and Loudoun County Public Schools are officially open.
Yep.
So they are definitely hitting the ground running.
Yep.
And then we have, you know, the jewel in the crown of, I believe, of our new leadership in Richmond, and that's Winsome Sears.
Yeah, and we're gonna play some audio from Winsome, but first I want you to hear what I believe to be the tired old rhetoric from Representative Clyburn, the one who actually, you know, they talk about kingmakers. Well, he was the kingmaker. He's the one that convinced the black vote to go towards Biden. Because remember what Biden said during the running up election, if you're not black, I mean, you can't be black if you don't vote for me. Well, Clyburn, when Clyburn, everything kind of happened that same weekend. Everybody got in a row, said, we're not going to run against Mayor Pete. They all lined up when they met in Texas and endorsed Joe Biden after Clyburn had, go ahead and made the king. He was the kingmaker. This is him, the tired rhetoric on Meet the Press. And then I'm going to follow it by Winsome Sears. And yes, I know I've already played into your trying to sway you one way or the other. But which one sounds more positive that you'd want to get in line with? This is yesterday on Meet the Press, Representative Clyburn.
Did you have a problem with President Biden's remarks? We know that Dick Durbin thought they went too far. Mitt Romney took issue with feeling as if he was being lumped in with the Bull Connors and the George Wallaces of the world. He thought that wasn't fair. What did you make of the president's remarks?
I endorse them wholeheartedly. Look, when we came out of Reconstruction in 1876, we started losing the right to vote. We started losing other freedoms, and we call it Jim Crow. We had a very successful election in 2020. People voted at higher levels than they ever had before. And in reaction to that, Georgia, Texas, and 17 other states started passing draconian voting rights laws. That, to me, is Jim Crow 2.0. And so I like the way the president said it, because yeah, That's exactly what it is.
You are somebody who is a pragmatic when it comes to the political landscape. What's your advice to the president here? What do you need from the president to improve Democrats' chances in 2022?
I think he's on message. Stay on message. Don't let people get him off message.
I hope he does stay on message. Here's Winsome Sears in contrast.
I am so tired of those who look at life as being the glass is half empty. What a negative way to continue to view life, because, you know, life is going to hit you hard and you have to be prepared for it. You come out of the womb screaming. That ought to be an indication of how things are going to be. The rich suffer, yes. The poor suffer and everybody in between. We can make it. We can make it.
You come out of the womb screaming, that's an indication how life can be. I've never heard that, but that's certainly interesting. And then life is, as you point out, about overcoming and to take this full circle back to action. So we've seen the attorney general say he's going to be looking for accountability, for example, in Loudoun. We've seen the governor now issuing executive orders. From your position as lieutenant governor, what will be the major focus for action?
Well, for me, certainly, my very first duty is to preside over the Senate, and I'm hoping that I get as many tie-breaking votes as our outgoing lieutenant governor. He had 52, and I'm raring to go. We're going to be repealing some of the really bad laws, made no sense, turned us against each other. You know, Martin Luther King Jr., we're going to celebrate his day on Monday, the day that I take the gavel, and, you know, it's historic, yes. But after the history, because, you know, it's done, I'm in, what are we going to do? We're going to repeal, as I said, bad laws. I'm going to be the example to show the children, if you understand that you stay in school and study, I didn't do anything special, that's all I did, you can do it too. We're going to push for school choice, because if the schools are deciding that they're going to stay closed, well, then we're going to say no. Give the money then to the parents to make the decision on where they can send their children to school. We're not going to worship the brick building any longer. They're going to have choices. You know, our former presidents on the Democratic side, they have sent their children to private schools. And in Virginia as well, the past governors, children go to private schools. Well, let's everybody have that opportunity. Thank you very much. And we're going to help the rest of the country to understand you can do it. We will.
I'm sorry. I just aligned myself with her. I'm tired of the old looking back.
I think most people can align themselves with Winsome and what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, you know, she says you go to school, you study hard, you do the work. That means you have to do the work,
mm-hmm.
though. You have to do the work, and that means we don't dumb down, to make it easier.
Right.
We need to elevate all
of
our kids.
We slow everybody down then. Yeah.
We need to elevate all mm-hmm. of the children, period. Children. They're children.
Right.
Doesn't matter if they're black children or white children, or they need to be educated properly. And
absolutely.
I'm telling you, we are in a dire situation right now,
mm-hmm.
especially in light of the pandemic. Our children are getting woefully behind
yeah.
in so many key areas. It's it's scary stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up, speaking of scary stuff, we've got so much okay. to bring you on a Monday.
Yeah.
That Texas standoff.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. and British authorities are continuing to investigate into a weekend standoff at a Texas synagogue. Now, the Texas rabbi is saying security training is what really paid off during this situation. We're going to be talking to our security training expert, Marco Galbraith, is going to join us in our next break
okay.
and talk about the importance of having your business, your churches educated, just because things like this, sadly, do happen. We'll be back with that this morning on The Morning Jam.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight.
Morning Jam.
To make the rocking world go round.
7:21. I'm laughing because that's Marco's favorite rejoin.
Oh, is it?
I was wondering how long it was going to play out.
Well, oh, that's the long. I picked the longest version.
One, right?
The long version, just
that's
for you.
Right.
Just for you, my friend. Just for you.
That's right.
Well,
Janet, how in the world did you get to work this morning?
Well, it improved my prayer life.
That's a long, curvy, hilly road.
Let's just put it that way. My prayer life was greatly improved. This morning.
Wow, I bet.
And my husband kept calling me, and I was like, honey, I really appreciate it, but I don't want to talk and do this at the same time.
That's right. I bet it was white knuckles all the way in.
Well, it was on those back roads. They're still
yeah.
pretty treacherous right now, but
yes.
they've done a great yeah. job on the main roads, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. Well, I couldn't help but think yeah. about you, Marco, over the weekend as I was following this standoff in Texas at a synagogue there. What a crazy, crazy story that was.
Yeah, I'm glad it turned out the way it did. I hate to see anybody lose their life, but I'm glad that it was a somewhat peaceful turnout and no innocent people were injured or killed.
Right. Well, you know, apparently this investigation is reaching out as far as England. Police in Manchester are saying that two teenagers are in custody after this standoff. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker is crediting security training at his suburban Fort Worth congregation over the years. He says that's what allowed him and the other three hostages to make it through the 10-hour ordeal, which he described as traumatic, as you could imagine.
Right. I guarantee it made a difference from everything to how we're going to handle this bad guy, what we're going to say to him, what we're not going to say, how we're going to handle our stress, our breathing,
mm-hmm.
staying calm, not panicking, the building layout, knowing our exits. I know when the ERT or SWAT team rushed in, those hostages ran out. Well, you got to know
right.
what's the closest door for
right.
me to get out.
Mm-hmm.
When what's on the other side of that door? Are there stairs, you know, or is there another door? So, yeah, the training is critical. And people think, well, yeah, we'll be okay. You've got to have some kind of plan and or training.
You know,
it's a proven statistic. It works.
It's interesting. He said in the last hour, the gunman became increasingly belligerent and threatening.
Right.
And he said in a statement, without the instruction we received, we would not have been prepared to act and flee when the situation presented itself. So he really felt compelled to share this message with others out there.
Yeah, I'm glad he's putting that out there. I'd love to know, you know, further in, and later on I will know, but I'd like to know, did they use de-escalation techniques with this guy? Because the rabbi said he's getting more agitated as the you know, the event goes on. What kind of de-escalation techniques were they taught, and did they use those, and how did they work out? It's very interesting, but these events work out a lot better for the people that are being attacked if there is some training. And it goes, you know, it's really in depth for the church. And then we got to remember that hopefully this isn't the start of a copycat period.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, we had some attacks on synagogues, I think Texas and California. Boom, 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 boom. They just happened like that. So there's that 13-day window where somebody gets a bright idea. Hey, if he did it, I can do it better, or I can do this too for my cause. So all houses of worship need to be very careful for the next 13 days, especially synagogues, especially.
One of the residents said she watched about an hour of the live stream. I mean, apparently a lot of this was streamed.
Wow.
And that's another thing that I
plead with churches not to do. I'm all for putting your service out to reach more people that can't attend in person, but you can't live stream it, because a lot of the active shooters in the past have taken advantage of that live stream.
Right.
Sutherland Springs Baptist Church, where 26 were killed, is an example. So you can get software to delay it 15, 20 minutes. Let your local law enforcement know that it is on a delay, because they may pull up that live stream, and they need to know that they're seeing it 15 or 30 minutes delayed. But having it live is asking for trouble, because a lot of these people do this to get the immediate attention. And if it's live streamed, you can cut the feed, you know, obviously, but you got it. You can't do it. I'm sorry. If it's delayed, you can cut the feed, but you can't do it live. You got to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The rabbi said his congregation had received training from some local authorities and the Secure Community Network, which was a coalition of Jewish organizations that went through and provided that training. You know, it's sad, Marco, that we are in a time period. There are a lot of angry people out there, angry for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, there are. Well, and I talked to a clinical psychiatrist on my podcast, and we talked about the limbic system. Limbic system is the part of the brain that is wired to protect you. And she was saying how we're stuck in that limbic system since COVID came out. We're ready to lash out on social media. If someone cuts us off in traffic, we're going after them. If they take our shopping cart before we can get it to go in the grocery store, we're ready to lash out at them. And that's because we're stuck in that limbic system. We're in that defensive mode because of the status of the country now. And so we've got to be very careful. We got to watch, you know, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, let it go.
Yeah.
If somebody butts in line somewhere, let it go.
Right.
It's road rage incidents are on the rise. And that's what this is with this synagogue. People are just so ready to attack.
You have to be the adultier adult. That's what I tell my kids the time.
Right. There is nothing wrong with tucking your tail and running away. Now, if the time comes to defend yourself, and you're backed in a corner, then you do what you got to do. And that's where you have to know the law.
Right.
But it's okay to tuck your tail and walk away. Tuck your pride and go, because if you do that, your blood stays in your body. You don't have to go to court, civil court. You don't have to go to the police station and tell them what you did.
Right.
Walk away. It's
the
okay.
Listeners are also
right.
pointing this out at that you need to do that at Chick-fil-A, Mark, as well.
What?
No,
I want to defend myself. Did you hear our story last week about that?
Somebody was trying to cut him in line at Chick-fil-A.
I mean, They came. Well, they came in. They went the exit. They cut 12 cars off already.
You're trying to justify.
And they're
your
getting
bad
ready
behavior.
To cut me off because two cars went in front of me on this person's side, and I said, you know what? Then two cars are going to go on my side, and I am that car. And they tried to weasel in this mom in a minivan, and I said, the mom in the minivan, I'm bigger than you. Okay, I'm driving a 2005. I could care less
you're
if we swap
of,
paint.
You're kind of undoing what we're trying to do here, Mark. You're trying to you're kind of undoing that a
okay,
little bit.
Well, you're right. She could have been packing. She could have been
a chicken mini is not a hill I'm willing to die on. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
Well, this is true.
If you were going for the grilled chicken sandwich, I'd let it go. But if she got in front of you and you're going to get that fried chicken sandwich, it's all on there.
Hey, it was a number two all the way.
Well,
okay. Increase the size of my waffle fries. Let's go down and boogie woogie.
So, back to the subject at hand. Everyone said that the rabbi, unlike Mark Lamb, mm-hmm. was a calm and comforting presence.
Yes.
In the situation, let's talk about what you offer to businesses and churches. You offer the kind of training that they're referring to. Tell people how they can find out more.
They go to my website, T4 Tactics. It's the number T, the letter 4, Tactics. I'll give them a free consultation. I'll come out to the church. We've got two church trainings this week.
Yeah.
But we're going to do this. We're going to talk about the safety team. We can train the entire congregation. We can write policy, do a building inspection. We always want the building to work for us and not against us. So there's some simple, inexpensive changes we can do to the building. To make that work. And then we also do businesses, manufacturing facilities,
it's
everything.
So important.
You got to have a plan.
It is so important. And Marco Galbraith is your guy. We're glad he's a friend to the Morning Jam. Marco, thank you for joining us this morning. We've got your local headlines for Roanoke, Lynchburg, and the Southside on the way.
Check Marco out at t4tactics.com.
And currently, we have 32 degrees in Bedford, 31 in Lynchburg, 36 in Salem and Roanoke, 31 in Danville.
Well, you know, I hope Marco's still listening, brother, because Chick-fil-A has their new place. It's opening tomorrow. I assume we're still on track for the new one to open.
They've got your sign up, your picture up. You can't go.
The new Candler's Crossing Chick-fil-A Wards Road plans to open Tuesday. This Chick-fil-A moved from the drive-thru location on Candler's Mountain Road. Michael Marshall, he's the vice president of operations with Candler's Crossing Chick-fil-A, said they outgrew the location, and they certainly would back up traffic. I can testify to that. That's an editorial ad right there for me. He said this new spot will allow them to offer more opportunities for their employees and the community. Now we have more sales channels, more business areas, more opportunities for growth and development for the team members, Marshall said. Chick-fil-A is a huge part of the Lynchburg restaurant dining experience. And so it's going to be open on Tuesday. That new one where I see at least double lanes at the new one. They had it on the other one. It was that real, real small building. You came up on both sides. That little Chick-fil-A, Janet, I talked to the owner one day because I was doing events and he would cater them sometimes.
Sure.
He said that one did 3 times the volume of any other Chick-fil-A that size anywhere else in the country,
location,
which is unbelievable.
Location, location, location.
Yeah.
It's all about location.
So good luck to these guys and gals.
Tragic story out of Campbell County. A man died after an assault took place at his home Sunday morning. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office was called to the 7100 block of Wards Road around 8:30 for domestic disturbance. Upon arrival, they found 60-year-old Gregory Wade McGann injured. At around 9:30, he had succumbed to his injuries. Deputies arrested 40-year-old Michael Stout of Rustburg and has charged him with aggravated malicious wounding. Officials say additional upgraded charges will be forthcoming in this case. Stout is currently being held without bond at the Campbell County Adult Detention Center.
7:37 on the Morning Jam. We're privileged to have one of our listeners calling in and has a story. Miss Janet?
Yes. I've been talking with Teresa for a while, kind of following her story. COVID is such a a terrible thing.
It really
we
is.
Know so many people who have been impacted mm-hmm. by it. At this point, like, we're the last one standing in our family,
yeah.
It seems like. But not only do you have the COVID, but you have the residuals
right.
of COVID. And there is a rare autoimmune disorder that we're seeing more of. Now, I don't know how people pronounce it. We looked it up online.
Mm-hmm.
They pronounced it Guillain-Barré
right.
Syndrome.
Right.
But Teresa is one of our listeners who not only suffered COVID, but she suffered with this autoimmune disorder as well. Teresa, welcome this morning.
Right. Yep.
We're glad to have you on the program this morning, and glad that you are recovering. Actually, Teresa, you're recovering faster than many people have. For as
Very
sick
fast.
As you were,
yes.
you know, we have more. Now we've got some celebrities coming out saying that they're suffering with this as well. There was a story over the weekend about a, well, she's an adult film actress, but but she's still drawing attention to mm-hmm. this really terrible autoimmune disorder that is being triggered. Sometimes it's triggered by even the vaccine. Sometimes it's triggered by the virus itself.
Right. It can actually be triggered by a bacterial or a viral infection, vaccines, even undercooked poultry. Mm. You can get a stomach bug and get this. There's kids that have gotten it when they've gotten a stomach bug or like the stomach flu. It's mm-hmm. it's extremely scary because you've no idea what's going on
sure.
when it first happens.
There's no known cure for it. I mean, the best you yeah. can hope is to treat the symptoms.
Mm. Right. To stop it in its tracks. If you can stop it, You don't necessarily get rid of it, but you stop it and you treat it. There's two ways to treat it. One is immunoglobulin therapy, or IGIV,
right.
which is what I had. And the other one is plasma exchange, which is a bigger deal, where they take all the plasma out of your system and they clean the antibodies out and they replace it with the good stuff.
Wow.
I had the IVIG, which was 5 treatments, came in a glass bottle, and I would take it as an IV every night. But I probably had the first symptoms the first week of COVID and didn't know that that's what it was. And my doctor told me that because the doctor had put me on steroids for my cough was so bad when I had COVID, and to keep me out of the hospital, the steroids actually slowed it down. And so then when I got off of those steroids and I went back to work after COVID, a week later, bam, it just hit me, and everything started falling apart at one time.
And that's why we want to do this. Yeah,
I couldn't walk.
Right.
I couldn't swallow. If I laid down, my saliva would like lay in my esophagus, and I walked like I was on Jello with my feet knocking together, mm-hmm. and then I couldn't walk at all.
Wow.
My skin felt like it was separated from my body, even though my skin was numb, but it felt separated from my body. I had 3 legal-sized papers full of symptoms when I got to the hospital. And then I laid in the hospital knowing what I had. I knew what I had. I Googled it, you know, because everybody Googles their
medicine. Right.
Everybody right. Googles their symptoms.
Sure.
But I kept trying to figure out what the heck was wrong with me because I knew I had COVID pneumonia, but everything else did not fit with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it came up, Guillain-Barré, but it said, when I looked it up, that only 20,000 people in the United States get it every year. And I thought, well, this is insane that I would get something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went in the emergency room in Bedford, the doctors there were convinced that, yes, I had it. They were having trouble getting a spinal tap from me because I've had back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So they were having trouble getting the fluid out. After 3 spinal taps, I was transferred to Lynchburg General and spent the next 9 days there. But after 3 spinal taps, they got the fluid out. And they measure your protein levels in your spinal fluid, which should be 15 to 60 milligrams per deciliter. Mine was 148.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. On Thursday evening, after I had been in the hospital since Sunday, they started the IVIG. But they have to start it very quickly because the longer you wait, the more damage is done that could be permanent. And you don't know how much permanent damage you have until you've rehabbed as much as you can and you kind of plateau, and then you don't get better anymore, and then you can say, okay, well, this is probably permanent. And I still have a few things going on
sure.
That may end up being permanent, and they may not.
Right. Well, and that's why we wanted to interview you this morning. We want people to be aware of this, especially in light of the fact that usually this syndrome is because of a respiratory or a digestive tract infection. That's mm-hmm. usually when it's triggered. There are some, in this article that I'm reading, this most recent article, they're saying they are looking at some evidence that may suggest an association between that and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Okay.
They're saying there hasn't been any confirmation of that. This lady that we were talking about, this Jamerson lady, had not received any vaccine. Hers came from
right.
as a post-COVID situation. What we're wanting to make people understand is if you have some of these early signs, because if you had listened to this show and we had this on beforehand, you may have gone to the hospital a lot sooner.
Right.
So if you feel a weakness and a tingling, those were your first symptoms, is that right? And your extremities?
Well, I was weak because I had COVID.
So that, exactly.
That, you know,
right.
If you're sick, you don't realize that you're that weak.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have tingling and numbness in your feet. I could have lived with numbness, let me tell you. I had the worst nerve pain in from my toes to the arch of my foot and both feet and my fingers up to the middle of my hands,
mm-hmm.
the worst nerve pain I've ever had in my entire life,
mm-hmm.
and which I had already had neuropathy, so I thought it was just COVID fired it up. So if
right.
you already have some issues,
sure.
you just think that that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then the walking, you know,
sure.
then you're not able to walk.
Right.
I went from being able to, you know, work on the farm, lift 50-pound bags of feed, to I can't hold myself up on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Walking
mm-hmm.
stick.
Right.
So if if somebody has, after having COVID or a vaccine or whatever, you start having tingling or nerve pain in your fingers and your toes,
mm-hmm.
and it's getting worse and it's not going away, and your legs start feeling weak. Like, I couldn't even lift my butt up off the bed. If I was
yeah.
laying in bed, I couldn't roll over in bed. That's when it started getting really bad. If you have trouble walking or standing, and it's not that you're feeling... Your body feels weak. It's not that you're feeling weak from being sick. It's literally that your muscles aren't working.
Right.
Yes, get to the ER. Get to the ER and don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Tell them that, you know, this is what's going on and this is what I think I have, because there's so many doctors and nurses that have never dealt with it.
Mm-hmm,
when I went
sure.
to the hospital, the nurses, I met one CNA. She knew about it. She had had a patient one time with it. Nobody else had ever had a patient with Guillain-Barré.
Right.
And, you know, I had two doctors to begin with that I fired. I won't mention their names. That let me lay in the hospital and wouldn't do anything. So we hired two new ones. One was Sydney Early, the neurologist NP, and she saved my life.
Mm.
And then the other one was Dr. Coggins. He's the medical doctor at the hospital. And they both listened to every symptom I had.
Mm-hmm.
They threw tests at me. They did everything that they could possibly do. Also, if you're scared of getting a spinal tap, because you need to get a spinal tap to find out what your protein levels are, they have a radiology spinal tap. They can send you downstairs in the hospital to radiology, and they can get you on an x-ray and stuff, and they can find exactly where to put that needle to find that fluid.
Okay.
That's how they had to do to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got my spinal tap. But don't take no for an answer. They may think you're silly, and because at first, you know, I had doctors tell me, you know, this isn't what you have. You have COVID neuropathy, and I can't help you or whatever. But I knew something was terribly wrong with me.
Yeah,
and I knew I was dying, and I would have. I was to the point where I couldn't. My esophagus felt like it was closing up.
Mm.
I thought I had a huge lump in my esophagus, and actually, it was becoming paralyzed.
Sure.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't get help, then you end up on a ventilator and you can or can't survive. I mean,
sure.
You know, there's a support group on Facebook. I'm going to give them a little plug here because they've done wonders for me. It's called Guillain-Barré Syndrome Survivors Network.
Mm-hmm.
And there's thousands of people on it that some of them, these people have had Guillain-Barré for 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have mm-hmm. still have symptoms. Some people haven't walked for years.
Yeah.
So the average is 6 months. A year before you can start really walking again.
And that's 60 to 80% are able to walk after 6 months. Yeah, you've done a remarkable recovery.
Amen.
Of course, you've done the work
too, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Teresa. We appreciate it. We just want our listeners to know that if you experience some of these symptoms, don't delay because it can happen. And we appreciate you sharing your story with us this morning on The Morning Jam. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Golly.
You got to listen to your gut. We're bad at going, oh, it's nothing. It'll stop. Got to take care of yourself.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Well, what we heard from voters on November the 2nd, from all voters, not Republicans versus Democrats, but from Virginians, was that they're ready for a new way forward. We won the independent vote. We had droves of Democrats come across the aisle. We, in fact, saw Virginians come together who've never been in the same room together. Forever Trumpers and never Trumpers. We won the Hispanic vote and the Asian vote. We had a greater percentage of the black vote than any Republicans gotten in recent memory. Mm-hmm. What this demonstrates to me is that Virginians are ready for a new direction. We're going to stand up for low taxes and to reestablish our high expectations in our schools and get politics out and those critical math, science, and reading skills that we need for our children to be college ready or career ready. We're going to get crime down by comprehensively investing in law enforcement. We're going to get this economy moving so we create opportunity for all Virginians. And we're going to stand up for the rights protected under our Constitution that we hold dear. It's a new day in Virginia, and Virginians spoke loudly.
And you know what he's not saying?
What?
We'll do it tomorrow. Because there might not be a tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow.
We're doing it today.
Dang it straight we are, Janet.
Yes. I'm telling you, I feel like a giant weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Yeah.
About the size of Northam. Just this creepy little self. I just lost 175 pounds of ugly fat. Sorry.
No, that's good. I
cannot bear him. I'm so glad he's gone. Don't let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's our governor on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I hope he lives up to all of our expectations.
Yeah.
I hope it's not going to be like that. That whole thing where it's like, it's the best burger you'll ever eat. You'll never eat a burger better than this burger. And then you get up there and like, it's just a burger. I don't want to build them up too much.
Right.
I want to under promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
But, it's not too hard to look good when you're following in Northam's footsteps.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of food. You said burger.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Did you see the commercial for the new Chipotle plant-based churro chicken or whatever?
Stop. Churro meat. Stop. Stop it.
It's plant-based.
Chipotle, why are you doing that?
I gotta try it.
You know
so
what
good.
Else is plant-based? A salad. If you want something plant-based, eat a salad. Get the vegetarian bowl.
Oh, my.
Leave the chicken alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's see the new green bucket that KFC's come out with. And they split that thing open. I think it's a real piece of chicken they've split open to make it, because the texture looks like chicken.
Don't do it. Just say no.
It's plant-based chicken buckets.
Nuh-uh.
From KFC.
You know what? This is what annoys me.
Okay.
First of all.
She's getting mad, people.
First of all.
She's shaking her fist.
They had the wonderful grilled chicken that you could get.
Yeah.
So, like, you could go and get a bucket of the grilled and not have it all fried.
Sure.
Got rid of that.
Yeah.
So, you got rid of that, and you're giving us this crap? And no.
Right.
Uh-uh.
Did they grill everything? I mean, was it the wings?
Wings, thighs, okay. All of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's when I was actually going to KFC. I haven't been back
right
since then.
So the meatless chicken's not going to draw you back in.
I think it's pretty safe to say that's not going to happen.
This is green venison. It's fake venison. Have they come up with that yet?
Oh, my Lord. I would have to hurt somebody if they tried that one. The thing about it is you really have to look. Now, okay, let me step back a little bit and calm down.
Let me be perfectly clear.
If you have a situation where you can't eat meat.
Right.
Like some people have disorders where you can't eat meat and you really want to try to fool yourself into having a hamburger.
Right.
All right. I get that.
Sure.
I get it. You want a hamburger and you can't have a hamburger. Okay.
Okay.
But if you are kidding yourself into thinking that that stuff is any healthier, I challenge you to go look at the nutritional comparisons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because
protein levels in that fake stuff.
What are the sodium levels?
Well, true.
What are the sugar levels?
Yeah,
are the fat levels?
They have to pump all that in there to make it taste right.
Right. And that's how they make, that's why a lot of low fat stuff is not good for you because they took out the fat, but look at all the stuff they put in there to make it palatable.
Right. True.
So just do your homework. It's just, and just eat a piece of chicken. It's just chicken. What is the big deal?
Chicken's so good.
Mm-hmm. It is good. We eat a lot of chicken.
Yeah.
So we have you're waking up to an interesting morning, folks.
Yeah.
It is
looking
icy
out there. It's wet, it's white, and it's slippery.
Well, some of it's white, some of it's clear because there's a lot of ice.
Yeah.
A lot of ice. Now, because of this, lots of the airports are shut down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so Charlotte International, the commercial flights out of Lynchburg, all those have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Roanoke, Danville, they've canceled flights. But it looks like they're hoping to resume everything by 4 p.m. today.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Looks like their plans are to get things back on the up and up. Now, here's my question for you. Do you think this will be our last snow?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think this
you
is
think
one
we're
of
in
those,
a cycle?
I think we're in one of those winter cycles that we're going to get it more this year.
Mm.
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't know if he's listening, but I just want to wish my sensei a happy birthday today. Happy birthday, sensei. What do you get a sensei for his birthday? Another
kimono?
Sword?
I don't
Another sword to cut off people's head as he gets cut off on the highway?
I don't know. Does he have a sword?
I don't know.
Does he have a samurai sword?
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
I know my sensei's friend has a sword.
Because then maybe you're just giving him like a sword because you're making him sound like he has like a whole collection.
Yeah.
You're making your sensei sound violent on his birthday.
I'm sorry, sensei. I'm putting my hands together. Leaning over to the microphone saying, I'm sorry.
You are
sorry.
Dwight Schrute. So Thursday looks like we may get another rain, snow mixture
Thursday.
In the area. Yeah.
Okay. You know what this means, honey? You're out there shoveling the driveway this morning. Make sure we get your parents on the road before that hits.
Leia says, even with no power, I'm listening to you all. Got a headset on. You go, Leia.
Yeah, way to go.
You need to pull out some really good just bumper music for her. She really appreciates the jamming bumpers.
We're going to play some jamming bumpers for Leia.
Because it is the morning jam. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you're having a great morning so far.
7:59 on a snowy Monday. CBS News is next.